page. Well, he's 60 miles away. But while he's there, he says he's walking through the hangar, and he runs into by himself. He has no aviation experience, no technical expertise, and he walks into some anonymous mechanic, you know, and he says to the mechanic, and he recreates the whole conversation in his book. It's almost worth reading the book for. He says to the mechanic, oh, he goes, oh, is that where the bomb went off, you know? Well, first of all,
we're coming up on the end of the hour here. I hate to cut you short, but we're coming up on the end of the hour here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The bottom line is don't vote for Obama or Hillary and read your series on WorldNet Daily. So thanks for being a guest on the U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and hopefully we'll have you on again sometime real soon. What it used to be, there's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on republicbroadcasting.org. We can be heard on KU Satellite and podcasts. And it's January 13, 2007. And we're going to... again, have a full plate of information of the interconnection of law and opinions and medical opinions that have been floating out there that all have all kinds of implications for everyday life, and what the Beltway is trying to put forth in the manipulation of media information. About presidential candidates and other forms of United Nations activities that affect our everyday lives. Is something that, in terms of economics and how the world is set up, while we were, again, Britney Spears is a cover story that was fed into the major news media while the following event was taking place. The following event is the French President Nicolas Sarkozy. And what he did 2.5 months ago, he turned to Nobel Prize winners in economics, Maratha Sen and Joseph Stiglitz, and wanted to create a new measure of gross national product based on the United Nations Human Development Index. When we come back from the other end of the break, we'll see how this affects you and the United States and our interconnection again with the United Nations. This is 800-313-9443 for call-in, and it's Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Bethway's Dr. Wynn Parker. A call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email address is kwati@sbcglobal.net. At the beginning of the show, I wanted to make sure that my bumper music was complete in there, because it's got the message of wake up, everybody, and how the people, the doctors and the economists, are trying to work with the elderly people and make them better, but the world won't get any better until we all work together on it. And, of course, it is now being defined by the United Nations in terms of economy, and is now a United Nations economy of scale concept. This is put forth by the French president, as I said, Nicolas Sarkozy. He wants to recreate a different version of the perception of a rich nation and a poor nation in order to get France a better image. This is all part of the New World Order concept, and this is all designed by Armand Hossein and Joseph Sitlik, who won the Nobel Prizes for economy, and they're economists. One is, of course, Senna is at Harvard University, and Stiglitz is at Columbia University, And they have put together what is called the an alternative to the gross national product for measuring economic viability. And this is the United Nations Human Development Index. And based upon this index, it's got, from the mathematics, you can see that it has a three-part system. One of the education of the people, the other is life expectancy, and the other is the economic output. And this is an index of the economic progress that is made in poor countries so that you can have the differentiation of wealthy countries and poor countries based on the new economic index. This would justify, of course, the process by which lower wages in one country would have more status in terms of economic impact than higher wages. A complete reverse of the gross national product. While the Britney Spears trip to Mexico was touted this past week as the lead news story, the slip in of the United Nations Human Development Index was placed as the final stone of the world domination group of the group dominations of the large corporations and nations who have the most gross national product. Yet they base it on a different index, which is the United Nations Human Development Index. The problem that come forth on this is the promotion of the socialist concept of twisting the gross national product different than a person's perception of what they do in their everyday lives. I mean, the reason the political candidates running for president are totally manipulating the press, and the press is totally manipulating the people and the presidential candidates, because Europe wants this index, and they hide this in these debates, the whole process is on gross national product when it has been measured is against people's social perception of how they see themselves in their lifestyles, is that there are other factors that are involved in the decision concerning, for instance, if someone gets older, they measure out the social index for loneliness. For instance, if they're at work, they measure out the index of alienation. And the increasing stress on the global competitive markets. These kinds of social indexes are never told to the American public on the measure of the gross national product. And I am quite adamant about the fact that the whole basis of the United Nations Human Development Index is that it's placing in on the control, and here we go back again, on the control of the natural resources for the water and the food. I remember a long time ago when the Pentagon told me, they gave me things that I can and cannot talk about. That was a long time ago. And one of the things that they said, well, in the history of American combat, there hasn't been any historical battles over water, that it's all made by treaty between countries and the rest of it. And I had to remind the powers at work that I said the Christian Crusades were based on 400 years of the control of the water supply and the food supply based upon religion. The popes at that time who were combative carved in their candlesticks, is still there in the Vatican, on the concept of the bee and the concept of the water and the food is carved on their candlesticks. On Alexander the Great and his eastward battle position, which is studied at Annapolis and at West Point, we all study battle concepts. And of course, one of the most brilliant moves that was ever made was made by Alexander the Great was based upon not encircling the people, but encircling the natural resources. The same thing for Genghis Khan. The same thing for barbarians going over the Alps to take Rome, using elephants to crush the aqueduct and not firing a shot. And the Bible has five major battles, which are highly described in terms of the major concept of the water resources. Well, this is what we're shaping up to and is built in to the United Nations Human Index, Development Index. And it also leaves the door open, this kind of index leaves the door open for such things as people like former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich, in his book called The Work of Nations. And in 1991, he had the socialist policy that that enhancing the profitability of a corporation of worldwide holdings of its citizens. In other words, when it outsources the nation's primary, in his own words, the nation, it quotes, the nation's primary economic role is to improve its citizens' standard of living by enhancing the value of what we contribute to the world economy. It's not what we own that counts, it's what we do, unquote. This is the idea of changing the nature of jobs in their definition so that a new index can be formed. Robert Reich at that time was beginning the stage work of the redefinition of workers based upon the idea of of understanding other people's needs on the skills that are not measured actually by typical standardized tests. And the whole process here is that this is part of the United Nations Developmental Index on the idea of having all in one. No one has more than, and it's against capitalism. The basic premise of understanding other people's needs is very important in life. I've talked about this on the new science of competitiveness, which I covered last year in a Parker Pathway show. I dedicated a whole hour to that concept, knowing that this would be the future of New World Order's concept of how to train and mold the minds of people in university settings so that they would become socialist advocates. Many of these words slip through in the present presidential candidate system, of which I have no respect. That's my private view. Take it or not, that's the way I feel about it, and I see that we're missing the whole point. In fact, I feel we're heading into a very dark age of economic recession, of course, has already started, and the whole process of the world domination is going to be based on this new United Nations Developmental Index. And this is going to be tied into a lot of other real-world decisions as they're being made in situation rooms concerning the next world war, which, by the way, we're already participating in because we're dealing with an ideological concept of the Islamic fascist concepts. And these Islamic fascist concepts are based on, they take it one more step and say, well, if the what people do rather than what we own is part of the Islamic fascist concept, well, we own that and is only based on certain rules of productivity based upon religious tenets. So I plan to do other shows on this. This is very brutal what I'm talking about. This is life and death decision is made. You either go with this United Nations program or you do not, and you do not have the economics to back it up, then you're out of the loop. And that brings you into immigration and the other concepts and policies of the group domination corporations. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we will pursue other real-world decisions that are being made on the United Nations Developmental Index. 800-313-9443. See you at the other end of the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention that my thesis on chloramine caused colloidal health damage is on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org, and there are themes there concerning the concept of disinfecting byproducts that are in the water that we drink. I've told several people that have sent me the hundreds of emails from my shows that I did not cause $11 billion of per year of money being spent by people to buy bottled water, which is also contaminated. I use what's called the 25% figure on bottled water. The whole process of bottled water needs to be rethought in this other way. Is a fact that the theme of getting water from a spring sounds romantic, but the whole process, that's an aquifer that's contaminated with ethylenes and other processes that have been going on in the absorption of water that from chemicals and perchlorates and the new hydroxyacetic acids, which I've talked about extensively, that can be affected in the pancreas for type 2 diabetes. And now this new theme that the United Nations wants countries to do, to have the recycled water, which is sewage water going through process, and the theme now that's going through, they want to push into the United Nations position last week, which they've had for 7 months straight, in terms of, well, recycled water is just as good as anything else. You know, that is absolutely and completely false. And I'm going to be doing many shows on this subject. Every show I talk about it, it affects your health and it affects your life and your life expectancy. And the life expectancy in the United Nations Human Development Index wishes to exclude the life, even though life expectancy is part of that index by the Harvard professor and the Columbia professor. They still want, and here is the point, is the fact that life expectancy is only for certain nations to be used in this. So the HDI, the United Nations Human Development Index, will only show that you are poor and I am richer. That's the way the nation concept will go. So to tie this in with something that's related to the bromoacetic acids that are in the drinking water of the United States of America and have been shown in peer review work, which I introduced in the year 2003, which I allude through, on the chloramine caused colloidal health damage, is the bromoacetic acids. These are highly cancerous. I wish to inform my audience that quietly, the governmental agencies, not the ones that should make the decisions in EPA, but other governmental agencies connected to Health and Human Services, have made a small and quiet directive that methyl bromide, which is used as a fumigant, used in strawberries and other leafy fruit vegetables as a soil fumigant, because our soil is so contaminated with insects and nematodes and poisonous weeds now, because the earth has been taken over by poisonous weeds. And there are other soil-borne pathogens, and methyl bromide has been used in, particularly in the strawberry industry, at a high rate. But they're going to phase it out. And because they won't say about the water, they're saying, well, this is going to affect the stratospheric ozone. And in other words, this is a fancy scientific phrase for the chemistry of affecting the ozone with the methyl part of the bromide, but yet they necklace say, you know, that the fact is, it's not the stratospheric ozone that's affected. It's the water. It's a recycled water in the context of which they refuse to actually tell the public on that end, even though it's part of the whole concept. This is a tremendous victory for having chloramine cause colloidal health damage as a reference for the decision to take methyl bromide as a fumigant out of the agricultural loop. I'm very proud of that. If I had anything to do with that in any way, indirect way, I'm glad I did it. I'm sorry that two economies of the United States of America will no longer exist, but as the Chinese say, for the new Olympics in China, we are the country of innovation. Well, China's country of innovation is stealing the technology that America makes and develops. Like it or not, that's the way it works. So China's going to continue to use methyl bromide. So the process where I'm going on is China is going to hear from Parker Pathways on the use of this in the indirect loop for food sterilization. We'll come back to the other end of the break and pursue plugging some holes for Iran.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, and I want to make this is filling in the information concerning pre-planned news by Fox and CNN and MSNBC. One of the pieces of information that they left out on this whole thing is that's part of the global dominance plan. The public doesn't realize that Iran has always been designated as part of, quote, the axis of evil. And there's a reason for it. It's part of the global dominance corporation system because of the danger imposed by a nuclear Iran. The reason I'm exposing this is that there has always been a danger from Iran all the way around. Nuclear capability was always part of the Russian supply system, and it was all part of the whole process by which the world domination groups would operate. And the United States foreign policy has always had a plan known as Global Strike. And this was put forth in the year 2001 by the Air Force staff of John Jumper and his staff. And that's about all I'm going to say. It's called the Kickdown Door Force on the Global Strike System for the process of defending the country and against what is more than what the public's been fed in terms of Iran's nuclear capability. And all these stories that they have, well, Iran hasn't had a nuclear capability and so forth. I've talked about extensively on Parker Pathways the concept of using the water supplies coming in from the pipeline that they want to build up, coming from Pakistan to India, India back to Pakistan again, and through another system where Iran is being built, building these various water systems for the nuclear productions. I'll just leave it at that and say that if you want to know about Global Strike a little more, the government has just given a little piece of cracker to the public on this subject on globalsecurity.org. And if you want to go to globalsecurity.org and take a look at Global Strike, you'll get yourself an education. And may change your whole version and world of what might be the best way to look at things. Another upsetting thing with me concerning the news and how they're using the cover, a lot of discussion about 9/11, and I became very upset at Bill Clinton and his discussion in New Hampshire on defending Hillary. And I don't want to say really what I think about that. I consider, as I've told you in many other Parker Pathway shows, a insult to the intelligence on all the presidential candidates. But there was a little slip sentence that he made, which I absolutely know more about than I should know. And I'll put it to you this way. Representative Welton knew about the Able Danger Group that had identified really Al-Qaeda cells that were operating in the United States. And the Able Danger Group had a chart, and I've told you about this chart several times on other Parker Pathway shows. That was the Islamics world domination concept, which is almost orchestrated by financial money through corporations. And this chart by the Able Danger Group had a photograph of a 9/11 hijacker, and that was Muhammad Atta. And the Able Danger Group was ordered really to, we were ordered to destroy the charts and all the data that the Bill Clinton administration officials had given the order to do that. So after the 9/11 attacks, Representative Welton claimed that the Bush Pentagon officials had actually stymied the efforts by the member of the Able Danger team to cooperate with the FBI. And they denied this in public hearings. What was really on the charts were all the plans for the future for the world domination. You probably can be helped a little bit by Representative Welton's Pentagon Report, A Whitewash, which is on Newsmax.com. And that's of September 22nd, year 2006. You'll have only a few days to actually learn of President Clinton's participation in the destruction of the charts by the Able Danger Group. So I've done my part telling you about the terrible conspiracy, knowledge, interjection, and a piece of that chart may be still in existence on that site. So I've done my part to tell you that, hoping that that will increase your awareness. I have been talking about for some time, we'll change subjects, concerning the subject of mutualism. And these are things where I've talked about the immune system of the human being depleted on the earth as a result of contaminants, more than just environmental. The concept of what I've felt for a long time is that we should have the grand jury of science and technology to review decisions made by environmentalists as well as bureaucrats that make these decisions as to how we live. One of the greatest determination stories, there's the bee colonies that are collapsing around the world and how other countries now are exchanging bees in order for our human survival, because without the bees, we cannot have the trees develop the process of making the flowers, which in turn make the fruit. And there was a question and answer series in New York 2 weeks ago concerning asking children where they get their food. They had no idea farms or where trees or bees or anything else. But the whole thing is that there's an incident that's happening in East Africa and concerning parasitic ants and the acacia trees. And this is a signal of the biological system changes of mutualism, which is really the phenomenon really where evolution changes quickly to adapt to the environment, no matter if it's harmful to humans or not. And these particular ants are developing a gene system which takes the worst part of the poison of the acacia tree and transfers it to their gene system. This principle is now being applied to honeybees in America and has great implications in terms of its effect on animals. And in today's Parker Pathway shows, I want to present the effect on dogs and cats and mammals, the effect of mutualism, because the animals are in the first line of defense to the human. And I may not be able to do it this hour, but I definitely want to do it next hour. And anything that alters the alliance between the lower animals and the next ecology chain, which is up to the human, is really the signal for the extinction of the human gene pool. And I've talked about this many, many times. And one of the things that was appalling to me, on top of everything else, with I only have 2 hours of Parker Pathways per week, so I want to make sure that you get it. But by accident, I discovered that someone has made a cookbook using Splenda. It's a Splenda cookbook. Now, Splenda is made from a chlorine phosphate system, and the chlorine ion, which is used on the Splenda concept, I've talked about this on Parker Pathways shows, is a very lethal molecule that's used in animals for causing breast cancerous tests. Splenda's the only reason that Splenda ever made it on the market is that the former Rumsfeld, who was director of that company, worked it through, that it went through, and they ignored the animal studies. But the idea of having a cookbook where Splenda is used, because people are very weight conscious, and so they want to watch their weight and lower the sugar level, feeling that that's one of the parameters to lose weight. This is not a good thing in any form to promote this in the food supply. Well, the molecule of the chlorine phosphate is part of the gene system change, which is part of the mutation or the mutualism, which is occurring in the gene system from chlorine, which is in the human body. It mimics it completely in the molecule of the chlorine phosphate from Splenda. Now, if you think that the United States has been on the parent-child relationship for so long in the parent-child transaction that they feel the government's going to take care of it, and I'm really quite tired of it. The fact is that maybe this is the time to have the line in the sand on the time that we're trying to get into a new election and our world is in peril. Our economic system in the United States of America has only 7 days' best estimate on collapse. We have a new world war that's already in progress. We've got three nuclear powers that are already uprising and are run by despot folks. We have the Venezuelan director who has put forth a new plan on population extermination through genetics, and who's interviewed by Hollywood movie stars. That's only about 20 hours old, that story, which is totally hidden, but it is well written in the Chinese newspapers. And we have all of this happening in terms of processes where people are promoting bogus ideas, like the measurement out of climate change and temperature variations, when I've mentioned this before, that most of the temperature gauges in America for measuring temperature of the climate is really located close to sewage treatment plants. And sewage treatment plants have methane thermometer concepts, and these weather stations always show an increase in temperature on the Earth. And a good idea of explaining this to you, you can find some very interesting work done on the Goddard website. This is the NASA site on measurement of weather systems. And the idea of changing the social policy for who lives and dies, number one, who can have the greatest life expectancy, number two, in the United Nations, I get back to it again, Human Development Index, as a measure of economic prosperity and what I call nation worship. That's my own phrase. It's a nation worship concept. And determine people's ability to receive these bogus ideas about health care based upon the parameters of the United Nations Human Health Index. is a definite economy of scale that I keep talking about, where government officials have always said, well, 5% of the population is going to die anyway. And this is why I feel strongly that the public needs to rise up in this constitutional amendment that I'm trying to promote. For it takes about $5 to $6 million to put it out there as a national amendment and an initiative. We have a right to vote what goes in our food and water and medical protocols. We need to change the United Nations index based upon these concepts of bogus concepts that are measured inappropriately and are part of what I call a another concept. We'll put it that way. And these concepts are critical. Are basically, you know, as critical as you're going to get on what I call questionable concepts. And that's why I think you should read the book Censoring Science by Mark Bowen, talking about James Hansen, who started this bogus idea under the socialistic rule of the United Nations on climate change. We'll come back at the end of the break, and we will begin the exposure of fluoride and bioterrorism.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to put forth on the idea of statement that was made by Bill Clinton on the podium defending Hillary Clinton, and he was saying, well, America's at fault, we're not in Bali where they had the Kyoto meeting on the Kyoto Treaty. And he said, well, nine of the nations that have signed that treaty are going to meet the carbon system that has been on the carbon protocol. And what's wrong with America kind of thing. Well, because what Bill Clinton didn't say was the fact that the countries, one was Australia, of course, that was what the new prime minister was elected on, was signing the Kyoto Treaty because they plan to get carbon credits for planting special plants. In other words, if they grow plants that lock carbon concepts that are part of changes of phylloliths, they're called. These are very special forms of plants from sugar canes that have been genetically changed are growing trees that will lock the carbon for every 2.2 acres, which is a hectare. It would change the production area tremendously. Of course, I already reported on Parker Pathways two shows ago about Indonesia and Bali, how they were actually extorting money on carbon credits based upon the destruction of their forests and bogs, which produce a lot of carbon and other forms of methane gas. So the whole process is to the ability to store carbon in phytoliths, various forms of plants, will earn these money carbon credits. And by changing crops that really, if you will, store the most carbon. But the problem with this is that these processes are actually changing where wheat and sorghum can no longer be produced adequately. The following concepts that I see that I have for future Parker Pathways from this is very involved chemistry from locking in carbon is that we really won't have supermarkets in the United States. The environmentalists have gone to Supreme Court, coming in another case for this week, that they want to have people stop eating meat. New identification of a car number plate on your car license plate will affect if you have freedom to travel so that your carbon print can be monitored. The cost of all grains and the concept of eating under the base of these phytoliths under the Kyoto Treaty is already adopted. It was at the beginning of last week. And the whole where cost of grains will be determined by the United Nations rather than supply and demand. And I really predict that most of the world's food supply will be a food shortage. And ethanol will actually cause world starvation. So we'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll proceed with the next step to the outer space.
Since 19-